Jerry Bader Show, 9:36. Just before the news there, I did a crayon report. And in that crayon report, the writer of the letter to the Sheboygan Press, Mary Wilkie, said, just the standard liberal pap, the conservatives hate President Obama, it's racist, blah, blah, blah. No, it couldn't be that all of his policies are abject failures. Couldn't be that. I shouldn't say all. There are a couple of elements of the way that he deals with terrorists that I agreed with. I'm okay with drone strikes. I think in some ways he's been aggressive. In some ways, the administration is frustrating. The Benghazi suspect being given his Miranda rights, again. I always compare it to abortion, where they, liberals, it's always about the children, but not the unborn children. The terrorists they never see, they're okay in blowing to hell, but once that terrorist is born, i.e. in custody, then they deserve every protection imaginable. Very, very strange. The out of sight, out of mind philosophy that they use both with terrorists and unborn babies. But once that person's in custody, then they are treated like any common criminal and afforded all the protections of the Constitution under our law enforcement system. Very strange. But there is something else that has done very, very well. Oh, hold, put the app. Before I get to that, Mallory just found the poll that shows President Obama worst president since World War II in a new Quinnipiac poll. And this, I think, just shows the state of America right now. 33% named Obama the worst president since World War II. 28% put George W. Bush at the bottom of post-war presidents. Ronald Reagan topped the poll as the best president since World War II with 35%, followed by presidents Bill Clinton, 18%, and John F. Kennedy, 15%. The Quinnipiac poll also reports 45% believe the nation would have been better off if Mitt Romney defeated Obama. 38% say the country would be worse off with a Romney presidency. There is one thing that has flourished under President Obama. There is one thing that has done very, very, very well. That is the stock market. The Dow, last time I looked, the Dow was up 6 points today. It was up 129.47 points yesterday, and now sits at 16,960, just a shade under 17,000. Just a shade under 17,000. Even though it didn't hit 17,000, it's at a record high. So is the S&P as of yesterday. The NASDAQ approaching 5,000 for the first time since the dot-com bubble burst of the late 1990s. The economy continues to be lethargic at best, and in fact, there was a first quarter contraction of considerable nature. The recovery is lukewarm at best, yet the stock market is soaring to new heights. It's on an incredible run. And what's most interesting about this run, and we've talked about it before, there has been virtually complete stability. This growth hasn't been in fits and starts. It hasn't been a two-step forward, one step back. It's been more like a half a step forward, but constantly forward, albeit at half steps. So it's been this slow, steady, continual upward climb. We did a piece a few weeks ago where some market watchers are terrified of that, because when you don't have these occasional near corrections or corrections, It means that people are being irrational with risk. That they're not going, ooh, that's not good. That there is virtually nothing, in other words, there's virtually nothing that could happen out there that gets people jittery about the stock market. So one of the things that has done well during President Bush, President Obama's time in office, since he took over from President Bush, is the stock market. It's done phenomenally well, incredibly well. He never mentions it. He never brings it up. Now, this is the type of thing presidents, particularly him, but presidents like to brag about. Tell you what, pair of Brewer tickets in this for you. Why? Why doesn't President Obama ever bring up the roaring stock market? Almost never brings up the stock market. Almost never points to how well the markets are doing. After all, you're looking at your 401k, and if it's like mine, it looks really, really good. Why doesn't he brag about this? Why doesn't he bring it up? Why doesn't he even mention the one shining element that he could point to in America right now when he's got everything else going to hell? 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Don't you think he would be you think he would hang his hat on the one thing that's indisputable? Why do you suppose he doesn't? To Keith in Nina. Keith, what do you think?
Well, I think it's because of the printing of, $80 billion a month or whatever, and the artificial tamping down of, or boosting up of the economy.
Well, let me put it this way. Here's what Keith is talking about. You put it exactly right, by the way. The financial markets are hooked on easy money, and that's caused them to ignore real economic and geopolitical vulnerabilities. So he doesn't want to brag about it because it's not real?
I would say, yeah, I guess so. I just don't think he wants to draw attention to, the economic, he likes to say that we're getting better, things are getting better, and, the recovery is moving along,
Okay, so because it's not real, he doesn't want to draw attention to the fact that it isn't real, so he doesn't brag about it. That's possible. I do not believe that's what it is, because, next caller, Mallory, because the reality is he'll take credit for damn near anything. Let me give you an example. Again, pair of Brewer tickets. No one else wants to try this, huh? 406-1360, 888-455-1360. He takes credit. Let me give you an example of this. One of the things he does take credit for is increased oil and gas production, when in fact it's largely due to fracking, which he and liberals hate. And he still takes credit for that without mentioning fracking. Now, I don't think a bogus reason for the success would keep him from crowing about it. I think there's something else. Patrick on the road. Patrick, what do you think it is?
Gary, and I hope my phone holds up. It is the amount of money the government is pumping into the stock market that is propping it up.
Well, that's true. And that's really, Patrick, maybe you didn't hear it, but that's what we just addressed. I don't think that would stop him, though. Now we're going to keep going, Mallory. He didn't get it. I don't think that would stop him. I think there's something else. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. The stock market hit record highs for the Dow and the S&P 500 yesterday. The Dow, I don't think it's crossed over 17,000. Oh, no, but it's got to be close. The Dow's up 15 now. to 16,970.87. The Dow's on the verge of cracking 17,000. It's been an amazing run. Yet, he won't really take credit for it or won't point to it as a positive. Why? Stuart in Alloway. Stuart, how you're at the Jerry A. Bader Show.
Jerry, why would he take credit for something he hasn't had anything to do with? He, in his arrogance, refuses to acknowledge anything that he is not responsible for in his own mind.
I just gave an example of one where he did. He takes credit for the increase in crude oil and nat gas production, and that has everything to do with fracking, which he hates. So he actually does do that. Thanks a lot for the call. All right, there are actually two right answers, and a listener, an emailer, has one. Myra in Tomahawk. Myra, go ahead.
I think it's because he'd be praising big business that he's always talking out of the other side of his mouth running down.
Okay, you're getting close. Okay.
Not close enough. Okay.
You're really on to something there. That too on email is the right answer. We now have two right answers via email. But it is a phone contest. So what we're going to do is we'll take a couple of more calls. If we don't get it, those two emails are actually going to win. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It's 948.
The Jerry Bader Show.